Barker was making the point that, and it's major leaguers and minor leaguers. Guys look for a routine, and part of your routine sometimes is what you do in the morning. You know, the place you stop off for coffee, maybe the place you go for beer after a game and all that. What are the hangouts in Buffalo for ball players? Now, they probably won't be there now, but I mean, is there like a bar or a coffee shop or something like that, Mike, that you guys will go to, you know, that has sort of become famous for that?
You know, it's interesting because there's really a hangout for the hockey players. The Sabres have a late night meal place on Virginia Place called Mother's that they've eaten at for many years. I'm not really sure about the Bisons over the years. I mean, there's not a lot of places right by the park, but there's places, you know, a mile or two away and near where some of the guys have apartments. So I've never really heard of anybody having their good luck place in Buffalo. But a lot of guys, you know, some of the Far Eastern players have liked a couple of sushi places in Elmwood Avenue, I'm aware of, more than any other, you know, sandwich shop. And certainly there's no Jimmy John's downtown. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's okay. And I'm going to ask you this question, too, because I'm that guy. I'm a big Beef on Weck fan. I'm more of a Beef on Weck guy than I am a Wings. Does that make me a bad person in your mind?
No, that makes you an honorary Buffalonian for sure. And a Beef on Weck at the ballpark is outstanding with Charlie the Butcher, and it's one of the problems. No fans, no concession stands, nothing. I mean, the Blue Jays batting cage is near the Lenovo pizza shop and the Beef on Weck stand, so it's going to be weird getting used to all this.
All right, I want to ask you about the park because, as I said, we've got a monitor here, and I'm getting a feed from the park. Their grounds crew is working on the field. Don Mattingly's been out, and some of the Marlins coaches, you know, I mean, I'm sure in a lot of cases it's just sort of finding little focal points to position their players defensively and all that. You've seen this park. What's the biggest difference to you? I don't know if you've been down to the clubhouses and that yet, but all the pictures and that you've seen, Mike, you spent so much time in that park. Tell me how its transition appears to you.
Well, first of all, I won't see anything other than the pictures because it's totally off limits to us in that clubhouse level.
Okay.
The biggest thing that I've seen is the way they've been able to repurpose this ballpark and rebrand it for the Blue Jays in about 3 weeks. You go down in that service level and everything is Blue Jay logos, Blue Jay graphics, Blue Jay motivational phrases, and they've reused the space. The home Bisons clubhouse is the room for the Blue Jays coaches' offices. The visiting clubhouse is a stretching room. The entire concourse of that service level has been turned into the Blue Jays' actual clubhouse. They took the mounds, they took the batting cages, put them up in the main concourse. It's really an unusual idea. A lot of the ideas came from Fenway Park, I was told, the way the Red Sox had to redo things. And you can use the space when there's no fans. So they're going to give these players a lot more comfort level than I think the players expected. The weight room is all here from Toronto. The clubhouse is huge. I think guys are going to really be shocked when they get here because, like you guys said earlier, about 18 of these guys have played here, and they're going to recognize the actual field. They're not going to recognize the guts of this place at all. It's going to seem like a completely different place.
Do you think the issue will be down the lines with the mounds with visiting teams? You know, the outfielders, the corner guys like a Gurriel Jr., like Teoscar Hernandez, are used. They played there. They understand right how much to run, how long to run before they're starting to run into those mounds because there's not a whole lot of foul territory down those mounds. You think the visiting team will have an issue with that?
Yeah, they're going to have to get used to it quick. You know, it's going to be reminiscent of what we saw at Wrigley Field with the tight space between the bullpen and the stands. And now Wrigley Field, they took the bullpen mounds out and put them behind the outfield fence. The Jays just said there was nowhere to go with them here. You can't go in left field because you've got the highway behind left field. And right field is where they built the compound for the visiting team. There was just literally nowhere to go. So they're going to have to remind the visiting teams. The umpires are going to have to be cognizant of it. You know, make sure nobody gets hurt tripping over a mound. I mean, we've seen it, like you said, at Candlestick, Oakland, Tampa. MLB's trying to get away from that, but it's going to be in play here.
Mike, how do you think this park will play? And we haven't seen anybody, you know, we haven't seen a game there yet this year. But, I mean, the Bisons have played there before. So it does it play differently in the summer than it does in the winter? Does the wind come in differently?
It doesn't necessarily come in differently, but the cold off the lake really impacts players negatively in April and May. And, you know, and it's much better in the summer. It's much truer. The ball flies better. Don't forget, guys, even though it's a Triple-A park, the dimensions mimic Progressive Field in Cleveland. Blue Jays president Mark Shapiro, when he was the Indians farm director, had them adjust their fences here to mimic Progressive Field so they could get a better gauge in their pitchers. So it's major league dimensions. It's pretty close to even Rogers Center, actually. Mm-hmm. So the dimensions are fair. The wind is going to help guys out. Right-handed hitters, it's blowing pretty hard today. It's going to bother left-handed hitters. You're going to lose some balls you might have hit out to right. And that's how it just plays normally anyway.
Mike, I wanted to ask you, I remember when I was covering the Montreal Expos and they were going through the first of about 14 relocation dramas and ownership issues. Buffalo at one point was very much on radar of Expos ownership as a potential relocation. The Rich family and the Bronfman family have known each other for years, and they've been involved in various charities. Of course, the Rich family, at that point, my God, people in Major League Baseball were sort of actively lobbying for the Rich family to get a team. When did that kind of stop? Like, when did the focus on Buffalo as a potential relocation or expansion site stop?
Well, Bob Rich pretty much had a deal with Charles Bronfman to buy the Expos and move him here, but Bronfman just got cold feet. He didn't want to be looked at as the heel in Montreal to sell the team out, and that never went through. They were a finalist in Buffalo for the 91 expansion, one of six cities. They didn't get it. They went to Denver, who everyone thought was going to get a team, and Miami, who they didn't. So it's pretty ironic. The first game here for Major League Baseball is against the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
People look at that as Buffalo's team. But after that, after the 93 expansion, Bob Rich predicted that baseball was going to have an Armageddon, and everybody said he was wrong, and they did in 94. It never became a focus again. They have other things, the Rich family, in their lives now. This is a tremendous bonus for them, for all they did for Buffalo, for 37 years of ownership and 8 years of really pursuing a major league club. This kind of dropped out of the sky to them, but it really isn't an option anymore. And the park, fell behind a little over the course of 30 years, but it's really been brought back up to speed here. And, it's a great AAA facility. And everybody who was saying during the Blue Jays search, we don't want to play in a minor league park. What's wrong? There was nothing wrong with Salem Field. It was a AAA park. It wasn't a major league park, and that's the difference.
Do you think there will be a home field advantage for the guys who've played in this park? We're talking about guys like Rowdy Tellez has hit a lot of home runs in that park. He's played a lot of games there. Some of the guys haven't. Some of the guys kind of catapulted over AAA or just stopped to dip their toes a bit in AAA on the way up. But do you think there'll be a home field advantage here for guys?
I think there'll be some, especially as they get playing here, just to have one place to play a few days in a row, give them some rhythm. But you're right. There's going to be an advantage. Some of these guys have been here quite a bit. Vladdy, actually, a funny trivia question. Vladdy only had one at-bat in this park last year, and it was a walk in a game that was suspended by rain in April. he wasn't here. He was mostly on the road. But Bo and Cavan were here, Teoscar Hernandez, a lot of these guys. There's going to be a familiarity with the actual field and how the ball plays and how the fences play and the warning track, and they're going to like all the additions down below. I think they'll be very comfortable very quickly here. It's been a tough 3 weeks for this club, and you're not going to make excuses for them, but not many teams, especially young teams, could really handle what they've gone through. Being in one place now for a week at a time, I think, can really turn into a positive for them.